You're listening to HG 101, a proud part of the Greenlit Podcast Network. It's time once again to open up the old HG 101 mailbag. So our first five-star review and game nomination comes from Hell04 on Apple Podcasts in the United States. Hell04 writes, five stars. Definitely worth listening, accurate, informative, and very entertaining, and did not nominate a game. But hey, you know, in a way, you're the most special of all Hell04, because you don't ask for anything, you just give. And we appreciate that. Ragnarok B from Apple Podcast in Canada says, best retro podcast going, five stars. I continue to love your informative, hilarious, and scientific take on so many great and terrible games. Also, I would like to nominate Uncharted Waters New Horizons for the SNES. It's a game I've always loved, despite being so different from anything else on the console at the time, and I would love to hear your take on it. Ragnarok B, that's just what you're going to get. We added Uncharted Waters New Horizons for the Super Nintendo to the list of upcoming episodes. We hope to get to it when it comes up in the queue. Always good to hear from our friends in the Great White North. So, still working our way through Stitcher reviews here. This one is from Shell Claude, who gave us a five-star review on Stitcher. Says, one of my favorite podcasts, five stars. HG101's top 47,858 games of all time podcast is so good that I memorized the name of its long, long title. You know, I re-recorded the intro not too long ago, and I almost forgot the number. But as a mistake, I will not make again, dear listeners. So moving on with Shellcott's review. The hosts are all very informative and fun to listen to. I also really enjoy that every episode ends with a nice chiptune song. As for the game I would like to nominate, I'd like to nominate Vanquish for an episode. I feel that game is very overlooked and came out at the wrong time. Thank you, Shellcott. We have added Vanquish to the list of upcoming episodes, and I think that is a good choice. It is an overlooked game. I remember hearing a whole lot about it when it came out, and then it kind of like just fell off the face of the earth. As far as the chiptune music at the end of the episodes, if you go to the HG101 Discord channel, I think somewhere somebody has made a list of all the games they come from. And basically what I do is I pick those songs out. I pick out songs that are, they got to fit two criteria. Number one, they've got to have like a somewhat dramatic change at some point in the song. And that way that as soon as the song is done, right, as soon as the spiel at the end where I'm talking about, you know, this, that, and the outro text, as soon as I'm done, it's like, until next time, keep keeping it real. And, you know, like the song has to do something interesting. And that's actually not a lot of chiptunes do that. And the reason why I like it like that is because I just feel it's more dynamic. I probably need to do more. There's something like 40-some outro tunes. I try to grab them from as many different composers and publishers and platforms as I can, but I usually don't go any further back than the 16-bit era because they get a little bit too, I feel like the chiptunes, although I love 8-bit chiptunes, they just get a little bit too, just too harsh, too hard on the ears to hear underneath talking. I want something that's a little bit, plus those are like the ones that get played out everywhere. Like everybody's doing 8-bit chiptunes. So there's like a more variety when you've got the synthesized stuff, like, you know, the SNES sound chip as the Yamaha samples and stuff like that. I also like to pick from games that I have never played because I feel like if I've never played it, then the listeners probably never played it and it will be a new tune to them. I break that rule sometimes, but not too often. So a lot of the tunes I get come from PC 98 games or Sharp X68000 games or PCFX games. I do a few Amiga games. We've done a few Genesis games, of course, Mega Drive games. Those are great. And but mostly I like the microcomputer ones that had, like, you know, the different, you know, those are for enthusiasts and they were made by people who really cared about like high-end hardware and stuff like that, especially the PC98 and Sharp X68K. And the weird thing is that it's like I've gotten pretty good at knowing which kinds of tracks I need. The ending credits or ending song from a game will have a good change in it, or the staff roll, if that has a tune, that will have a good one. The intro songs sometimes do, but it's almost always the ending tracks. And the kinds of games that have them seem to be mostly visual novels, shooters, and sometimes RPGs, but mostly like visual novels and shooters and stuff like that. And the only problem with this is that because I don't know the games and I usually don't look them up, I just find them on a website that has like a bunch of chiptunes on it. And it organizes by game and platform. And so when I find them out, like, you know, I just put them on. I have no clue what kind of game I'm talking about. But, like, inevitably, like, I've found out later on that, like, some of them are from, like, you know, porn games or, like, strip mahjong games or something like that. And, yeah, what can you do? Like, I don't really care. It's not offensive to listen to. And it's kind of good that I'm liberating the music from games that most people aren't going to play. So that's pretty cool, I guess. Maybe that's a good thing. Anyway, if you go on the HG101 Discord, I think someone's got a list of all the outro tunes that I've done. And I keep trying to add more and more. And the same thing with, like, intro ads, where we do ads for the Patreon shows and stuff like that. I keep trying to... those take longer because it's really hard to edit those, like, the good portions of those episodes down. So it's something, like, within about a minute of audio. But I really try to keep those as diverse as I possibly can. I'm doing a better job with the chiptunes than I am with the intro versions. But anyway, thank you for nominating that game. Gonna keep moving on to the next review. Marasai on Stitcher says, 5 stars, a noble mission. No one else has the endurance, smarts, or gravitas. Ooh, there's a $6 word. Gravitas to review every game ever, period. My game submission is Super Robot Wars Alpha. Gaiden for the PlayStation. AGTP has an English translation patch for it. That's good to know. Also, it's a great excuse to bring on Kat Bailey, editor-in-chief of US Gamer. I've never met Kat Bailey. I don't know. I'd love to have her on. I think if I send her a screenshot of this review, maybe she'd be open to it. She's brilliant, by the way. Has her own RPG podcast, Acts of the Blood God, which you should definitely listen to if you like RPG games of any kind. But Kat Bailey is, like, one of the legends of the I'm frankly honored to be, like, even considered a peer of Kat Bailey. She's awesome. But thank you, Marasai. We have added Super Robot Wars Alpha Gaiden for the PlayStation to our list of upcoming episodes, and we hope to do it as soon as we possibly can. Moving on, Utopia Nemo has given us a 5-star review on Stitcher. Utopia Nemo says, one of the greatest, one of the best shows ever. It's so addictive. Plus, bar none, best theme song ever. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. That's a good review, really. It tells people, I would be excited if you guys would review Inside. So we've added Inside to the list of upcoming episodes. Thank you, Utopia Nemo, and we're so glad you like the theme song. Many people worked very hard on that. So next review is from Anonymous, says, on Stitcher, 5 stars. Love the show. One of my go-tos. Great show that is always entertaining. I wish all of their hosts had good recording equipment, though, as some sound like cell phones, while the main host always sounds great. I hope that main host is me. But like I've said before in previous mailbags, I apologize for that. But, you know, that's kind of one of the side effects of being kind of open to anyone who wants to join in. You know, like, we're always open to having new guest hosts. It's one of the things that help us keep the show's guest host kind of roster more diverse, although we can always do better on that. But yeah, there's only so much I can do about the guest host's microphones. I'd hate to say to a guest host, we'd love to have you, but do you have anything other than a headset mic? Oh, you don't? Then go to hell! No, I can't say that. You got to have them on. So, I hope you can look past it, and we will be talking about... You didn't nominate a game, Anonymous? Oh, no. Well... You can always delete your review and then give us a new 5-star review with the game nomination if you want to. But if you don't and you're just a generous soul, we appreciate that even just as much. I shouldn't say even more because I really do need those game nominations, but we appreciate it just as much. Next review on Stitcher is from Conundrum, who says, love your show. 5 stars. I was going to nominate one of my favorite games from my childhood, but that would be super obvious and someone else will nominate it soon, most likely. I'm guessing that game is... I'm rubbing the envelope on my forehead like Karnak the Magnificent here. It is... Mickey Mousecapades. Yeah, somebody will nominate that eventually. Good idea not to burn a nomination on that. Instead, I'll nominate my latest obsession, says Conundrum. I've always been a big roguelike fan. I even played the original Rogue on a Tandy color computer. There are so many good choices these days. City of Brass is an excellent one, but the one I'm going to nominate is Everspace. I think I just bought that on a sale at some point, so perfect timing, Conundrum. It's the first time I've ever loved a space combat sim with keyboard and mouse controls. Oh yeah, no, I have played this recently. The keyboard and mouse controls are interesting for that one, because you expect it to be like a joystick game, and they, I think, very wisely were like, nobody's got a joystick anymore, why don't we just make a keyboard and mouse? It is an interesting choice. We will be getting to that one. I will add it to the list, Conundrum. Thank you for the 5-star review. Next one on Stitcher is from... Vertz505. Entertaining game rankings with a touch of history. I laugh a lot listening to this show, and I learn a bunch too. The hosts do their research sometimes. I added that, but it's true. We could always do better. I include myself in that criticism, mostly, by the way. And they have a great historical context for the games that they rank. A request is to rank Panzer Dragoon 2 Zwei, one of my childhood favorites that has aged maybe not so well. Isn't Zwei German for two? Isn't it? Is that Panzer Dragoon 2 2? I don't know. One of my favorites from childhood is aged maybe not so well. So Verts 505, we've added that to the big damn list. It will be coming up in a new episode at some point in the not too close but not too distant future. Please keep listening, and I hope you're still with us when we finally do your game. Next review on Stitcher is from Neslope, who says, 5 stars, a ridiculously diverse podcast about games. The title of the podcast, along with the fact that it's HG101, also an excellent site, didn't already imply this, then let me be the first to tell you that it's a really good one to listen to if you want to hear about games that range from the often covered to the incredibly specific. Every system, every game, basically everything that exists in a video game is likely to be on here, I would say eventually. It's fun hearing roundtable style discussions by the cast on each title. Everyone brings something to discussion. The debates and clashes of taste can really make an episode. It makes me very, very happy to hear that, because that is the whole point of the show. That is the point. It's friendly confrontation. You know, I'd much rather be arguing and fighting about something that doesn't matter than arguing and fighting about something that does. My requisite nomination for the game, for the show, is Roller Coaster Tycoon for the PC, because it's a childhood title that I absolutely hold very close to my heart, and I really enjoy hearing outside perspectives on it, especially from people who aren't coaster enthusiasts. I'm going to be an interesting person, because I'm not a coaster enthusiast. I don't really ever go to parks, like theme parks or amusement parks anymore. Like, there's a lot of, like, summer carnivals around where I live and stuff like that, but I'm always afraid to get decapitated on those rides, so I've seen the people who run those. A friend of mine was a carny for a while. He worked at a carnival company, like, rental equipment company, and he told me, like, no, I'm never going to ride on those things again. I've seen the people who operate them. I know what they... I know what drugs they're on. I'm not doing it. But I almost never do that. My son is getting older. Once he's older, I'm probably going to be able to ride on more roller coasters with him, but it's been a long time. We will do Roller Coaster Tycoon. We're going to add it to the list. Thank you, Neslope. Fun Show says, hey, Clark, 21. Says, Fun Show, 5 stars. I just discovered the show. Loving it. My pick for review is Wing Commander 1 for the PC. Wing Commander, that's a good one to do. Love that Wing Commander series, I think. It's been a long time since I've played them. I bet they're very different than I remember, but that will be a good one to return to. You can never, you know, ain't nothing like the old school, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, HeyClark21, for that 5-star review on Stitcher and for that game nomination. Vin Machine via Apple Podcast in Great Britain says, timeless video game content. 5 stars. A great podcast that looks at games in a broader historical context. I no longer need to feel like I'm constantly rushing to keep up to be part of the conversation all the time, and this podcast suits me perfectly. I nominate Carrier Command as my game. So thank you, Vin Machine. We added Carrier Command as an upcoming episode. It's in the list. And yeah, that's the interesting thing about this show, is that you don't have to worry about being in the conversation, because as many people have said already, we don't just do the newest games that are coming out. In fact, a lot of times if we are doing a newer game, those are Patreon exclusives, because it's whatever we're all playing at the time. But yeah, that's what I like about it. Like, my favorite video game podcasts are the ones that are entertaining and interesting enough that it doesn't matter whether I've played the games or not. Because that is a big, you know, the fear of missing out and the need to keep up. And, oh, I've got to buy this game while it's new so I can play it and talk to other people about it. To me, that's really stressful, because I don't have enough time to devote to every single new game that comes out. And so, yeah, Carrier Command is coming up. Thank you, Vin Machine. Definitive says, Pete Whitley via Apple Podcast. 5 stars. Great host. They do their homework by playing through the games they scientifically, in all caps, rate as a Patreon subscriber. Oh, thank you. I nominate GoGo 13 Top Secret Episode. Come on, guys, take this challenge. So, yeah, Patreon subscribers don't get, like, a special nomination. So, but I'm glad you mentioned that, because that way we know that, hey, some people out there are really giving it. You know, you've already given back to the show, leaving us a 5-star review. That's just icing on the cake, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, we'll be talking about GoGo 13 Top Secret Episode, a classic of 8-bit spycraft. Yeah, that's been added to the list. Thank you, Pete Whitley. CHM13, the Apple Podcast in the United States of America, says, great game review podcast covering old and new. 5 stars. This podcast is often funny, always entertaining. I like the games that are covered are, well, all video games ever, which is what we strive for. So it could be an Atari 2600 one week, and it could be a PS4 the next. As a scientist, I can confirm that all the rankings are indeed scientifically accurate. As a fellow member of the scientific community, I'm guessing you're in one of the hard sciences, not the video game ranking sciences, but it's always great to hear back from our peers. It's iHeartRobos via Apple Podcast in Great Britain. Hey, we've got another Brit. Great idea, .. 5 stars. Great theme song. Please review Shining Force 3. Glad you like the theme song. And we will be talking about Shining Force 3. We add that to the list. Thank you for your review, iHeartRobos. Next review is from Boggy Digital. I see what you did there. Who says, amazing podcast. Game submission is Blood, the DOS build game. Now that's interesting. So that's what we added. We added Blood, the DOS build game, which I'm guessing is like it's like some kind of game creator software type game or like a software creator type thing. That will be interesting. So we've added that. Thank you, Boggy Digital. And next review is from Bobble13 via Apple Podcast. Says, fantastic podcast, 5 stars. This podcast is in-depth and entertaining. Highly recommend it. Thank you, Bobble. Game submission is Cobra Command, the NES version. Oh, my stars and garters. We're going to have Satenga on for that one because that game kicks my ass. It is one of the hardest NES games I've ever played. That's still playable. I mean, it's a very well-made game, but it is hard. So thank you, Bobble13. We've added that to the list of upcoming episodes. Next review is from Dear Radiator via Apple Podcasts. Says, it's like trick-or-treating, 5 stars. Imagine going up to the house on Halloween and being offered a piece of candy from a bowl. There just happens to be 47,858 different types of candy in this bowl. Some dark chocolate. This is a high-concept review. So some are dark chocolate, like Civilization or Master of Magic. Some are jawbreakers, like Demon Souls and Ikaruga. There's Pop Rocks, like Painkiller, Hotline Miami. A raisin, Caverns of Kafka. Just a naked raisin. No box, nothing, just a raisin. That would be Caverns of Kafka. Which do you choose? Packed with indecision, you turn away with nothing. As you walk backwards to the street, you notice something. A group of kids going back and forth from house to house, from the house and the curb. Ingeniously, they have brought around 47,000 costumes. You study them. In between trips to the house and changing outfits, they seem to have long conversations. You approach and see them prodding and nibbling each piece of candy. They are ranking the candy. You have found the counsel you seek. Halloween is saved. Anyway, I nominate Quantum Gate 1993 by Hyper Purple Studios. That is a long way to go. I'll take it. We're kind of like the kids who aren't paralyzed with choice. We'll all eat, we all share that raisin. Everybody cuts off a little slice of raisin. Not bad. What do you think? I think it's terrible. It goes at the bottom. And last email for this mailbag is from Zachary Ziggurat. Love that name. Love those Z's. Says, a great listen. 5 stars. Wow. Everybody, this is sure a show about video games. I nominate the Pagemaster for the Sega Genesis. Oh, you fiend, you Zachary Ziggurat. I had a great time playing this when it first came out, and I have quote-unquote fond memories of my brother taking the controller from me when the game got too hard. Oh, that's so sweet. I was the eldest in my family, so I don't really have... I would never admit that my younger brothers were better at any game than me, although they probably were at some of them. But we have added the Pagemaster to the list of games, Zachary Ziggurat. Thank you for this 5-star review. Thank you for that game nomination. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back at some point in the unforeseeable future when we've got enough reviews to do another mailbag. Until next time, if you're listening to this and you're like, I want him to read my dumb review. Hey, guess what? Your review is going to be great. Trust me. You should write it. 5 stars. Nominated game. You don't need to talk about the show and how much you like it, because it's kind of embarrassing. But you can make a comment about the show, too, and that will make a much more interesting mailbag. So go ahead and do that. 5-star review on Apple Podcast or on Stitcher. Until next time, so long, suckers!